The price for groceries and everyday goods keeps increasing, but prices might be getting even higher than inflation calls for. For more on this, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by William Masters, professor of nutrition and economics at Tufts University and director of the Food Prices for Nutrition Project. Thanks for joining us this morning to discuss this. So we've all seen the prices at the grocery store, and we've all wondered exactly where's that money going and why are they so prices so high? Some of this is kind of profiteering. Is that what we're hearing?
Good morning, Eric. Yes, it's good to be with you, and it's a great question. The first thing to notice is this is a worldwide thing. It's happening everywhere. So driven by energy, driven by labor shortages because of COVID, and of course the war, the invasion of Ukraine by Russia. But there is this element of, in the United States in particular, companies reporting on their earnings calls to investors how they're proud of having raised prices just a little more than their costs of inputs, and that's been what we see at the grocery store. It's really quite remarkable.
So up to this point, consumers have basically been willing to just pay the higher prices, but they can't keep going up. When do we think that eventually companies will have to slow down?
That's right. So the companies are experimenting. Remember, we came out of the recession much, much faster than people had expected. We had a real V-shaped recovery, real quick recovery. People came back to work. Jobs, you know, were able to quit their jobs, go to a new job. Almost everyone in America who wants a job has one. The earnings, you know, average earnings are up at historically high levels for people who do have a job, and that's almost everyone who wants one. And people's bank balances went way up during the COVID period, spent less on things, and we had the stimulus payments. So that cushioned, you know, the shock of the COVID crisis. And people's bank balances are still high on average, of course, not everyone, but we'll see how much longer companies can keep experimenting with higher prices and keep having people continue to buy. But that's the situation now.
But in truth, when the prices come down, they're never going to come down to what they were prior to this happening. And explain the strange psychology of this, because if I sell something for $5, then I go up to $10, and then I sell it for $7, consumers feel like that's a victory.
Right. So economists like me have a saying for this. We say prices go up like a rocket and down like a feather because companies will try to make a big price jump up to see if they can get away with it. And then they experiment with dropping the price a little bit. So we'll see them fall, if at all, slowly or more likely just stay stable. So companies will have, you know, done a price rise or even a shrinkflation, reducing the quantity of something in a package, and then it'll stay about the same as the very brutal interest rate rises that really hurt, you know, home buyers and investors, you know, as that brings inflation back down.
Now, we're talking about food prices here. So how potentially could all of these high prices be impacting our health?
Yeah, so any shock to food prices does lead people to change exactly what they eat. So Americans, as everyone knows, are back in restaurants. Spending at restaurants is higher than spending at grocery stores. And we get on average about a third of our food in food terms from restaurants. And so people probably will cut back on that and move towards food at home. And then within the food at home category, you know, away from the more expensive foods. But some foods are less expensive now. So avocados, for example, just happen to be abundant at the moment and prices are low.
Thank you, Professor. We appreciate it. You've been listening to Professor William Masters, who teaches nutrition and economics at Tufts University.